Good morning. Welcome to Truth Quest with Melody on Oracle Broadcasting. And I have another great lineup of guests scheduled for today. And that is Sheldon Day and John DiNardo. And John DiNardo, Sheldon is my co-host, and John DiNardo is our guest. And he's, over the past 8 years, he's been studying the evidence which warns the approach of the massive celestial body officially named Astronomical Community Planet X. But before I get to that point, I also want to mention that, my little notes here. I like to keep, okay. And I want to emphasize that the audience, please support our sponsors and continue the fine programming of Oracle that they're noted for. There's a donate button on the Oracle Broadcasting website, along with chat rooms, the archive of all past programs, and call-in numbers to listen in on or participate in the programs talking to the hosts and the guests. And the call-in number is 866-841-1065. And while we're at it, I want to mention that I have another Truth Quest program on Tuesday evenings from 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Mountain Time, and that is streamed on the Internet at khen.org. And all of those programs are archived at my website, www.givemesometruth.info. And I want to welcome Sheldon and John. Hello.
Hi, Melody. Pleasure being with you.
And then I'm going to go ahead and get a little bit further on John's bio here. And as he states, in 2002, the clear ring of truth struck John after merely reading the bylines of Mark Hazelwood's book, The Blindsided. And ever since then, he's avidly studied the myriad of ancient historical evidence and modern scientific evidence about the, boy, that's another word I've never run across, cometary orbital intrusions of this giant planet into our solar system, which provoke electrostatic, magnetic, and gravitational molestations of Earth at regular intervals of about 3,600 years. And these recurring celestial assaults upon Earth scientifically explain the major global catastrophes that have occurred throughout the ages, including the Great Flood of Noah's Day and then the 10 catastrophic plagues upon Egypt described in the book of Exodus, as well as the coming Earth catastrophes which are prophesied in the book of Revelation. At King University, he received a degree in science education, with mainly his electives, I guess this, my printer didn't print at all, but in physics and biology, and he taught high school physics, and then he returned to electronics, which was his original career during 4.5 years of service in the Marine Corps. And it's kind of an extension bio, and I'm going to let you finish it up, John, but we'll do that on the other side because we're fixing to come up on break. And again, and then Sheldon has a radio program, has had a radio program, Light of Day radio program, and he's listed on the Internet, correct, Sheldon?
Yeah, it was at one time, yeah.
Yeah, but you've got a lot of archived programs on there that are worthy of going in and checking out your website, so.
Yeah.
Okay, and we'll take this up on the other side. And a country is drifting. There's a shadow on the
faces of the men who sent the gun. Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com.
Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444, 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Molly be damned, smoke Jimmy the Harp with a horrid little pistol and a lariat. She's gone to the bottom and she's going down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. Said, get behind a mule in the morning and plow. She gotta get behind a mule in the morning and plow. She gotta get behind a mule.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Quest with Melody on Oracle Broadcasting, and I hope I brought up John, and we kind of lost him in the fray there. So, John,
yes,
there.
I hope you can hear me, Melody.
Yeah, we're fine.
Okay, good.
And you were going to explain a little bit more about your bio, and then I was going to have Sheldon go ahead and explain how you guys got together and doing this work, and we'll go from there on the Planet X information. So.
Okay, I was a high school physics teacher, and of course, as you know, electricity and magnetism is one of the sub-disciplines of the subject of physics. Also, I was in the Marine Corps where I studied electronics, and I was an aircraft electronics technician. After being discharged from the Marine Corps, I went to college, got my degree in science education, taught high school, and then went back into electronics as an electronic circuit designer, developing my education and my experience with numerous companies, including 20 years with Bell Telephone Laboratories, where I designed electronic circuits and did electronic circuit fault analysis and other electronics-related work. That's 20 years with Bell Labs, and also with a company called Mobile Vision, the largest police in-car video system manufacturer in the country. And I got interested in Planet X when I heard about it, as you read in the bio from Mark Hazelwood, who has since mysteriously dropped out of this whole subject. But he was the first guy, he was a pioneer, bringing us the information as to the approach of this, what we now know, and what we then knew to be a brown dwarf star. I guess you're going to want Sheldon to give some of his bio before I read you the evidence coming from the government of the United States, proving that where they announced that Planet X does exist, and they announced in the largest newspapers in the United States, this is the United States government, that Planet X is indeed, has been sighted. But if you want me to wait...
Yeah, go ahead, wait. And let Sheldon talk a little bit, and then we'll go ahead and...
Well, I was going to ask you, John, wasn't it Clay Douglas that really woke you up to this reality?
Yeah, well, Clay Douglas announced it. I was listening to Clay Douglas's program way back in 2002, and I heard him mention the book by Mark Hazelwood titled Blindsided, Planet X Passes in 2003. Well, obviously, he was given disinformation, excuse me, and it never did pass in 2003, but I knew it was real. I knew it was there, and I knew that just because the bus is late, that does not mean that the bus does not exist.
Okay, and Sheldon, you were going to say how you got involved in this subject and why you did.
Yeah, sure. Well, I was a former radio talk show host on four different networks, and I'm a talk radio junkie. I've been listening to talk radio since the early 90s, and I had been listening to Professor Jim McCanney's shows in 2009, and then I was also listening to John Moore's shows on the Republic Broadcasting Network that same year. And, you know, John Moore, he's been a homicide investigator in Missouri for 40 years, and here's a guy that really knows how to look for evidence because of his specialty. And, well, it was actually John Moore that woke me up to the reality of Planet X, and then I heard John DiNardo on a few of his shows, and I really became interested in this stuff because I hadn't been hearing about it anywhere on the alternative research community. And I really, really think that there's something to this because it ain't like the Planet X researchers are not recruiting large audiences to believe this stuff if it's a distraction or something. Plus, we got the elites been preparing with these underground facilities since the end of World War II, and you know, if they have to go deep into the earth, they must know something major is coming. I mean, if they wanted to deal with the population on the surface of the planet, they have all their high-tech weapons to do that. But for them to scurry and go underground, they must know that some major celestial event is coming. And I just come in close contact with a guy here in Tucson. I don't want to give his name over the air, but he has helped build the underground bunker underneath the Denver airport. And when I bring up this Planet X stuff to him, he's agreeing with me on most of it as if, you know, he's agreeing with what I'm saying, but he can't just talk too much about it. And I also learned this from him, that the Vatican has erected four celestial observation centers up in Alaska. This happened back in 2005. And, well, me and John DiNardo, we've known that the Vatican has been erecting these telescopes. We got one here in Mount Graham in Arizona, and then they have one down at the South Pole telescope down in Antarctica. But now
but
I just
that's not the Vatican, though. That's the U.S. government. South Pole telescope is the U.S. government.
Okay, yeah, sorry. And, well, I just learned now today that the Vatican's got four of these things up in Alaska, so... You know, the Vatican's supposed to be a religious organization. Why are they so concerned about something out in space that, you know, might be out in space?
Okay, so, John, would you like to take up as to where you wanted to start with this? And thank you, Sheldon. And there are questions that seem to go along with... I mean, I've held off on in looking at the subject for quite a while, just trying to wait to see if there's something to it. But there's something going on out there, and whether the reasons behind it are from man-made or out there in space or whatever, you know, it's not like this sort of thing has not happened, you know, in the past on this planet. And when I was seeing some of the articles that were published back in the 80s, kind of piqued my curiosity, and so I keep looking for more, and I know there's more going on out there, and so this is another avenue that I feel needs to be explored, and John seems to be one that has focused on this. So go ahead, John.
Well, I'm glad that you started to present the information about this subject, Melody, because many millions of people, and I'm trying to be as hopeful. This purpose of this is to give people hope and courage and to save lives. But I'm glad you brought this subject up for your audiences, because many millions of people will soon be killed by the natural disasters that are coming and are ramping up, increasing in frequency and intensity, all types of natural disasters. And we see the evidence around us. I mean, what could be more compelling than seeing the evidence unfolding right before your eyes, where you see the planet Earth is no longer the old planet Earth that we used to know? Anybody who is not in a coma can see that we are in big trouble. And now that I think about it, I thought I had the most compelling evidence right before me in this New York Times article given to the New York Times by the National Aeronautics and Space Administration.
Jonathan,
I thought I had the best evidence, but the best evidence is what you see happening right outside your window.
Okay, we're going to a break here, so we'll pick this up on the other side.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
I want to welcome the audience back to your True Quest Melody. And my guests this morning are John DiNardo, and our co-host is Sheldon Day. But I also want to mention next week we're going to have our own Will Roberts and James Freeland and Saul Lenore as guests on the program next week. So join us then. And in the meantime, if you have any questions or want to call in, the number is 866-841-1065. And if you want to join in the chat room, that's under Oracle Broadcasting, under Truth Quest with Melody. If you go into the chat page. So I want to welcome back John and go ahead and fill in where we left off.
Okay. Let's see. There's powerful evidence coming from the New York Times. The government, 28 years ago, before they had stifled the mass media and made this subject taboo, the subject of Planet X. There were scientists within NASA who were quite excited about this discovery because scientists, astronomers, astrophysicists always love to present their findings. It's only natural for someone to devote their life to a study and then want to present it to the world because they care. But the scientists at NASA, the astrophysicists and astronomers, were muzzled by the National Security Agency because the evil men, and let's face it, we all know that there's a very small group of evil people who have usurped the government of the United States for many, many years. And they make sure that whatever, anything that could cause the public to turn against the power elite, they will make sure that any information such as that should be suppressed. Now, you can imagine the kind of panic that would occur among the public if this were released to the public, this information. But it did slip out before the NSA was really awake and on their toes and alert to this danger. However, they could not take back the article because it was in the archives. I got it from my county library. I photocopied the actual New York Times article, and also I have photocopied a Washington Post article, both of which provide absolute solid proof that this Planet A, exists, and that's the word of the federal government, it exists. B, it has been discovered. That's the word by the federal government again. So they admitted it. I'm going to read the article. New York Times, Sunday, January 30th, 1983. Remember that date. New York Times, January 30th, 1983. Clues get warm in the search for Planet X by John Noble Wilford. Quote, something out there beyond the farthest reaches of the known solar system seems to be tugging at Uranus and Neptune. Some gravitational force keeps perturbing the two giant planets, causing irregularities in their orbits. The force suggests a presence far away and unseen, a large object that may be the long-sought Planet X. So they're telling us that this thing has been sought for many years, and you'll find out, incidentally, later on, that it has been sought ever since 1841, nearly
John?
200 years. Yes.
Hey, John, I'd like to interject by stating to the audience that the reason Pluto became named what it is because they were looking for Planet X, so that's just another good piece of evidence to throw in.
Right. Well, that's in the article right here. That I'm reading. That's true. They were looking for Planet X and they discovered Pluto serendipitously. But continuing on from this New York Times article, evidence assembled in recent years has led several groups of astronomers to renew the search for the 10th planet. See, it's a long search they've had. The astronomical community of the world has been searching for it ever since 1841. Continuing on, they are devoting more time to visual observations with the 200-inch telescope at Mount Palomar in California. They are tracking two Pioneer spacecraft now approaching the orbit of distant Pluto to see if variations in their trajectories provide clues to the source of the mysterious force. And incidentally, they did. These two Pioneer spacecraft, they were space probes, did indeed detect the presence, the gravitational pull on these space probes by Planet X. Now, it was the purpose of this Pioneer 10 and 11 mission was to send these probes out into deep space and let them just keep on going well beyond the outer bounds of our solar system. And when they got to the point, they pointed one of them anyway, Pioneer 10, in the direction of Planet X, where they thought it was, where they detected its gravitational pull. And sure enough, as it passed by that point, where that location where they had calculated, they detected a gravitational pull on the Pioneer 10 spacecraft. That signal was transmitted, that information was transmitted back to NASA, and NASA's receiving antennas, and they then were able to determine that indeed this planet is out there just as they thought. Well, continuing on with the article, they are hoping that a satellite-borne telescope launched last week will detect heat signatures from the planet or whatever it is that's out there. The infrared astronomical satellite was boosted into a 560-mile-high polar orbit Tuesday night from Vandenberg Air Force Base, California. It represents an $80 million venture by the United States, Britain, and the Netherlands. In the next 6 or 7 months, now we're talking 6 or 7 months from January 30th, 1983, in the next 6 or 7 months, the telescope is expected to conduct a wide-ranging survey of nearly all the sky, detecting sources not of ordinary light, but of infrared radiation, which is invisible to the human eye and largely absorbed by the atmosphere. Scientists thus hope that the new telescope will chart thousands of infrared-emitting objects that have gone undetected, stars, interstellar clouds, asteroids, and, with any luck, that object that pulls on Uranus and Neptune. The last time a serious search of the skies was made, it led to the discovery in 1930 of Pluto, the ninth planet. But the story begins more than a century before that, after the discovery of Uranus in 1781 by the English astronomer and musician William Herschel. Until then, the planetary solar system seemed to end with Saturn. As astronomers observed Uranus, noting irregularities in its orbital path, many speculated that they were witnessing the gravitational pull of an unknown planet. So began the first planetary search based on astronomers' predictions, which ended in the late 1840s with the discovery of Neptune almost simultaneously by English, French, and German astronomers. But Neptune was not massive enough to account entirely for the orbital behavior of Uranus. Indeed, Neptune itself seemed to be affected by a still more remote planet. In the late 19th century, two American astronomers, William Pickering and Percival Lowell, predicted the size and approximate location of this trans-Neptunian body, which Lowell called Planet X. Well, that was 1900. It was named Planet X. Years later, Pluto was detected by Clyde Tombaugh. I'm going to skip a little bit of that because Sheldon had mentioned that in searching for Planet X, Clyde Tombaugh, a Percival Lowell Observatory astronomer, detected Pluto in 1930, but I'm going to skip that part. Recent calculations by the United States Naval Observatory have confirmed the orbital perturbation exhibited by Uranus and Neptune, which Dr. Thomas C. Van Flandern, an astronomer at the observatory, says could be explained by a single undiscovered planet.
Okay, John, we're going to come up on a break here, and so
okay.
We'll take that one up.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at oraclebroadcasting.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more.
You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Welcome back with my guest, John DiNardo. And John was reading an article on Planet X, and I'll let you go ahead and continue, John.
Okay. Dr. Van Flandern and Dr. Robert Harrington calculate that this 10th planet should be 2 to 5 times more massive than Earth and have a highly elliptical orbit. Now, my comment is that highly elliptical, just imagine a very, very long bicycle chain. That would depict the orbital path of this planet, this brown dwarf star. It has a highly elliptical orbit that takes it some 5 billion miles beyond that of Pluto.
Just a second before. You said it was a planet, but a brown dwarf star, so I'm...
Yeah, we'll get to that. There's been two different names appended to it, but now we're finding out, and in fact they knew back then that it was a brown dwarf star. They called it a planet because they had not seen it. We'll clarify that. It's a highly elliptical orbit that takes it some 5 billion miles beyond that of Pluto. Now, this is the key. This is probably one of the greatest pieces of evidence that we could have to prove that this thing is indeed coming in right now, coming in toward our sun. What they're saying is, in this article is, quote, it is hardly next door. That's 5 billion miles away, hardly next door, but still within the gravitational influence of our sun. Now, what that tells you is this. When you hold a rock over in your outstretched arm and release it, you know that that rock must fall to the ground because body A is being gravitationally attracted to body B, the Earth. The rock is attracted to the Earth. Now, let's say we take that rock way, way, way up in the atmosphere, thousands of feet up. It's still way, way up away, but it's still within the gravitational influence of our Earth. Therefore, it will fall to Earth. It'll take quite a while, and it may burn up in the atmosphere. But it will fall toward the Earth because that gravitational force pulls it ever so slightly, and as it gets closer, the gravitational force increases exponentially, so it begins to accelerate. And if there were no air, let's assume there were no air in our atmosphere, that rock would fall without getting hot, without being friction heated, and also without being slowed down by the air molecules, and it would accelerate and accelerate at a rate of 32 feet per second every second. That's what we call gravitational acceleration. Until when it got to the ground, it would be traveling at a tremendous velocity. So even if you take a rock or an object far, far away from Earth, as long as it's in the slightest gravitational influence of our Earth, it's going to fall to Earth. Likewise, you have to take an object in space far away. If it's close enough to our sun for our sun to be attracting it ever so slightly, the sun will indeed pull it in, and it will continue to reel it in like you would reel a fish in on a fishing line until it accelerates and accelerates and goes toward the sun. And, of course, it you would think it would hit the sun, but it does not. It loops around the sun, and that's how we get this orbital path that they're describing here. We know this thing is coming in because they're telling us that it is indeed in the gravitational influence of our sun, and therefore it must be coming in right this very minute.
And, hey, John, even though it's going to pass by Earth at a distance of 14 to 22 million miles, it can still cause tremendous catastrophe here, right?
Right. Most people think, oh, that's not going to hit the Earth. You've been watching too many science fiction movies. No, we're not saying it's going to hit the Earth. It does not hit the Earth. It never has hit the Earth. Now, wait a minute. People are going to say, what do you mean it never has? Are you saying this thing came in before? Yes, it has come in thousands of years ago. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. You're right, Sheldon. It comes in, passes the Earth maybe 15 to 20 million miles away. Seems like a long
way. It's called
action
at a distance, by the way.
Right. Action at a distance could be describing magnets. You have perhaps you might have a steel ball bearing on your table, and you put a bar magnet on the table close to the ball bearing, and then gradually move that magnet closer to the ball bearing. Eventually, that ball bearing is going to start to roll toward the magnet. That's action at a distance. You don't have to have physical contact in order for that magnet to exert a pull, a gravitational pull on the ball bearing. Imagine Earth as a cosmic-sized ball bearing that is being pulled by this huge, monstrous magnet. What's going to happen to Earth? Well, Earth is not made out of steel. It's not made out of steel that it would be undamaged or unharmed. On the contrary, Earth is more or less like a Jell-O ball, with most of the mantle inside the Earth being very gelatinous in nature, or similar to a Jell-O. Molten rock. We've all seen films of lava coming out of a volcano. Well, that's what we have inside the Earth. And when that lava is inside the Earth before it's erupted, it's called magma, molten rock, mixed with iron and nickel and other metals, too. So this pull on it, the gravitational pull, will affect this crust of the Earth, cause ripples and a plucking effect on the Earth, and it'll also wrench the Earth more. And what I mean is it will cause a rotational pull on the Earth and spin it a little bit, such that we may eventually have a pole shift, a vertical rotation of the Earth, whereby the North Pole begins to shift downward toward a more temperate zones, and the North Pole might become part of Canada, where Canada is today. And China may go northward and become the new North Pole. Likewise with the South Pole. The South Pole may go northward and become part of South America, whereas some portions of, Africa or Australia might become the new South Pole. That's called a pole shift when we have vertical rotation. This has happened in the past. We have abundant evidence and archaeological evidence that this has happened. We have ecological evidence, oceanographic evidence. For this, one example would be that there is a six million square mile forest. Now, if you multiply, you take the United States, which I believe is about 3,000 miles wide by 2,000 miles north to south, that's multiply 2,000 miles by 3,000 miles, you get 6 million miles, right? 6 million square miles. That's the approximate square area of the United States. Well, there is a forest, the size of the United States, at the South Pole that is sunken beneath hundreds of feet of ice. That forest, when it has been excavated, is found to be green. It's not dead. It was live, green. The only way that could have happened is if that forest was instantly sunk, in a matter of minutes, sunk beneath the surface of the earth, on its land, beneath its land surface, was plunged down below, and the waters covered it, so that that land surface became a seabed, essentially, and was rotated vertically from a tropical zone where it could grow nice and green, or I should say a temperate zone where it can grow nice and green, down to the frozen Antarctic region. So it was flash frozen, submerged, and then flash frozen in a matter of minutes or hours.
Have you read
That's
any
one of the evidences we have.
Okay, now have you read any of the work that was produced with Admiral Byrd?
I know a little bit about his ventures in the South Pole. And he did mention that there was a tremendous buildup. Well, actually, no. Others later on have mentioned there's a tremendous buildup of ice in the North Pole and the South Pole in the 1950s through the 1980s. But that's all I know about Admiral Byrd.
Okay.
He explored this. He was the first one to discover the South Pole, to explore it, set up radio towers there, and do experimentation.
Okay, I mean there's things to go along with, you know, the inner earth of these forests or, you know, green areas. I don't know a whole lot about it. I just have come across the
well, there's a map now. There was an ancient explorer named Peary Reese. Now this map was discovered. You can look it up and find out. I forget when they found it, but mariners had been using this ancient map. Oh, maybe many centuries ago, but the map originated even before the time of Christ, thousands of years ago. And this map, amazingly, is almost identical to the maps that have been made by the U.S. government's satellites over the South Pole, showing the land structure beneath the ice in the South Pole. You could never know what that land outline of contour is in the South Pole because it's submerged beneath water and ice.
Okay.
However, this map is the same. How did they know that?
Okay, we're coming up on a break again, so we'll join this on the other side.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Lord, it's warm, kind favor I ask to you. Lord, it's warm, kind favor I ask to you.
John was getting into some of the evidence of this planet existing. I kind of want to get into a little bit of planet dwarf star. I'm not quite sure what it is yet, but I also want to bring up him to explain a little bit what Planet X, Elenin, and Nibiru, if there's a relationship or not, or if they're one and the same. I'm not quite sure. And I'll let you go from there, John.
Okay. Yeah, just to finish up with this, Piri Reis was an ancient mariner, and he lived many centuries ago, but even much further back in time, this map was derived, and nobody even knows who created this map. Piri Reis just happened to get a hold of it from, you know, through generational means, but no one knows how many centuries ago this was created. It must have been created, and we know because of Planet X, it must have been created at least 36 and a half centuries ago. 36 and a half centuries ago. That was before the last pole shift, when that temperate forest was still a forest, still on land in a temperate zone. Well, anyway, how could anyone have known this map? It turned out to be exactly the map that was seen by U.S. space observatories from space, looking down to the South Pole through the ice and determining the terrain, the outline of the land masses, which are at the South Pole beneath the ice. How could anyone have known this map, which was ancient, and turned out to be exactly the same map that the U.S. government has detected beneath the ice? Only one way that could have happened is if that particular landmass had been above the ice and in a temperate zone where it was not frozen at one time, meaning the Earth had rotated vertically downward so that portion of land went all the way from a northerly position, maybe around Australia, perhaps, where Australia is now or somewhere at that latitude, all the way down to the South Pole. There is absolute, that's a powerful piece of evidence that the Earth has indeed shifted vertically. No one, no scientist, every scientist, in fact, would accept this as fact. proof that
hey,
it can shift vertically. Yes.
Well, you wanted to, if people are really want some evidence that there might be something weird going on right now, the sun came rose 2 days early in Greenland back in January. Now, what do you think of that?
Oh, it's really amazing because the Earth seems to be wobbling. It seems to be off of its course. And we're getting so much evidence, as Sheldon pointed out. This was reported by people in Greenland that the Earth rose two days early. And we're not hearing about a lot of this in government. There's so much cover-up of all this information. And the cover-up itself, as President Nixon said years ago, talking about government crimes, President Nixon said, it's not the crime that incriminates them, it's the cover-up. See, the cover-up always incriminates them, just as with the Kennedy assassination. There's so much evidence of a cover-up, you know that they committed the assassination, that these powerful men killed the president. Likewise, or similarly, because of the cover-up, there's more greater evidence that this thing does exist, or else they would have no reason to cover up. Now, in addition to that, in addition to the sun rising 2 days early in Greenland, the Inuit Indians, these are the people who live in the north, the Eskimos. I'm not exactly sure what tribe they are, but they're called the Inuit, I-N-U-I-T. And I have an article from them where they state they know their horizon very well because it's all frozen. And it's quite easy. They detect and follow the horizon because it's part of their living off of the sea. And they are saying that the sun is not rising in the same place and not setting in the same place.
So when you're saying the sun rose 2 days earlier, you're meaning it rose in the place it should have been 2 days earlier than it normally would have been. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, that indicates that the Earth, because what happens in the northerly or around the Arctic Circle, you don't get sunlight or some parts of the year during the winter time when the Earth's southern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun and the Earth's northern hemisphere is tilted away from the sun. There are times when you don't get any light at all, or very little daylight. And I think that's what they're referring to, the sun going through a period of almost complete darkness and then rising. I don't know exactly the details of this article. I have to tell you that I did not read it completely. But it's a well-known article. They can just do a Google search on sun rising early in Greenland. But again, the Inuit Indians tell us the same thing, and I have people who are following this, people who are following Earth changes. They are checking. These people are involved and interested in geological matters. They are saying, indeed, we're finding that the Earth is not rising in the same place given for a given day.
You're not the only person I've heard that they said they're saying there's some sort of a shift going on out
there. Did you say I am the only or not the only person?
Not the only person that... has been mentioning that there's been some sort of a shift in its in where it rises in sets in our forest. So I'm not out there doing the measurement, so I don't I don't know. There are times that I'm wondering if possibly the seasons have shifted to a point where the summer's coming a little bit at a different time week wise. Like a week or two later or earlier, or the fall, same way. I don't know enough if that would have any effect or not.
Yeah, I think you're right, because also the government has changed the time when it switches over from daylight savings time to Eastern to Standard Time. They shifted it by a couple of weeks. Now, why would they do that? Oh, they gave some excuse. I don't know. It was a fever.
Oh, I didn't even think of that. That's an interesting thought.
Well, Melody, here's another point, guys. The inbound passage of this brown dwarf star is a cover. The climate change thing is a cover story for the inbound passage of this brown dwarf star because it's affecting the climate on all the planets in our system. And Jupiter and Saturn, I mean Mars and Saturn, are undergoing serious climate change right now. And, they don't have cars and SUVs on these other planets. So what's going on here?
Yeah. Marshall Masters had. He's another researcher on Planet X. Marshall Masters is a former science editor and journalist for CNN, Cable News Network. And he has reported that, let me think, what was I saying now? That if we had the same amount of the same amount of global warming on Mars as we, let me get this straight. Marshall Masters said that if we would have the same amount of global warming on Earth as there is on Mars right now, Earth would have gone through an extinction level event. In other words, the global warming on Mars is so severe that if it had happened on Earth, all life would be extinguished. So it's happening.
So are you talking about a current one or a past one, though?
Well, this is Marshall Masters made this recording of what I just reported. I would say about 2 years ago, around 2009, 2008, something like that. So these things have happened. The other planets in the solar system are indeed afflicted by these pole shifts, gravitational forces on them. In fact, if you go back to, I don't know the exact year, but it was somewhere back in the early part of this 2000s, 2002, between 2002 to 2004, the planet Neptune, one of the farthest, most outlying planets in our solar system, actually went through a vertical pole shift. Because they had detected, and this was not well reported at all. These events are hidden somewhere, and only a few scientists know about them. And, of course, the scientists are kept pretty much in the dark, so they don't put the pieces together because they don't, you know, get together with each other and relate it. But anyway, there was a pole shift on Neptune, and there was a wizard's eye, what they call a wizard's eye, a whirlpool type of thing that actually shifted vertically. So they knew from this wizard's eye on Neptune that there had been a pole shift. All the planets are affected. Saturn, Jupiter. Jupiter's had storms, comets crashing into it in recent years.
Coming up at the top of the hour, and so we'll take this up on the other side for a short segment before we get back into the second hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back to Truth Quest with Melody. Our call-in number is 866-841-1065. And again, we have a chat room on the Oracle Oracle Broadcasting website and under Truth Quest. And then my guest this morning, afternoon, we're kind of caught in the middle there, but is John DiNardo, and my co-host is Sheldon Day, and we're talking about Planet X. And one of the questions I want to bring up is there is something that the government seems to be preparing for, and I've heard enough from different sources about something going on celestially, and then the cover-ups and not cover-ups, and it gets to be very confusing. But the only way to figure any of this out is when you start having to just dig into it and start looking at it. And if there was something being built inside the Earth, then the first thing you know that they were going to do is they're going to start excluding who's going to be able to be in, be made safe, and those who aren't. But is it related to something like this, or is it something that else is going on? So I just posing those questions and those thoughts. Go ahead, John.
Governor Jesse Ventura has given us television evidence of the existence of these underground cities that have been constructed by the government and the power elite of the world. Governor Jesse Ventura, on his True TV program titled Apocalypse 2012, everyone please remember to go to YouTube and just type in Jesse Ventura Apocalypse 2012, and you'll get all six parts in this one-hour broadcast where in Governor Ventura's producer, Michael Braverman, goes underground and under the bowels of Cheyenne Mountain, and they allowed him in there. He spoke with Colonel Wynn, the chief of security underneath Cheyenne Mountain, in this massive underground facility, which they filmed and put on this broadcast, and Michael Braverman said, if there's disasters on the surface of the earth, would I or the public be allowed to come into this underground shelter for protection? And Colonel Wynn said, our troops are trained to protect this facility no matter what it takes. And when those 30-ton steel blast doors are closed, you can knock all day. It won't do you any good. This is right from the Jesse Ventura program, which you can see on YouTube by just typing in Jesse Ventura Apocalypse 2012. So we know they're going underground. There's only a very few thousand people, the elite, are going there. Even the rich people, incidentally, and Sheldon knows about this. Sheldon might have some comments about the many lavish underground apartments that are being constructed in old missile silos, government missile silos, because they're obsolete now.
You know,
people are buying them and building these underground facilities. So many people are going underground with money. It's incredible.
Something that was interesting that I just happened to pick up, even though I know it doesn't mean a whole lot, but I'd gotten some the potassium iodide pills, and it had the name of them was NORAD, and I'm looking at that, and I'm going, that's the name of the NORAD, they were meaning it for no radiation, and I'm going, I wonder if there's a relationship there. But in the meantime, we're fixing to come up on a break, and we can approach the subject of what may, be involved with these built-in to the earth shelters.
There's a shadow on the face of the man who stands the
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code ORACLE for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code ORACLE for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our Microplant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant Powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at HempUSA.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back to True Best with Melody and my guest, John DiNardo, Chelsea, co-host, and we're again exploring Planet X, and I'm still waiting for him to give me some information about, okay, where does Nibiru and Elemen come in, and then Sheldon has some things that he mentioned a little bit about the effects of the sun and that maybe involved with this approach.
Yeah, can I start off the conversation here?
Okay.
I got a few things I'd like to get off my chest. First of all, Jesse Ventura is a former Navy SEAL, and me and John are well aware that the U.S. Navy knows about Planet X coming in. They've even designated the Arkansas-Missouri Ozarks as one of the safe havens when the Earth changes get really bad. And you wanted to know about the sun, Melody. Well, this is what they do on these TV shows. They talk about what the sun could do to us at some point, but they're not telling us that it's actually the brown dwarf star that's going to cause the sun to flare out and start lashing out these violent solar storms at the Earth. And there's a great movie out there you folks should check out. It's called the movie Knowing with Nicolas Cage. Me and John suspect that the directors of these movies are trying to tell the public what is about to happen soon to us. And in that movie, it shows the sun literally scorching the Earth at the end of the movie.
Well, you know, one
of the K-N-O-W-I-N-G.
Right. And one of the things that I'm finding, even though, you know, I just recently watched The Knowing, you know, some of them you think are, you know, you don't know whether they're true or not. All I know is that I've started going back and looking at a lot of these older sci-fis, and again, I've been amazed at how many of them were predicting or were right on, if it wasn't just for the scientific technologies that they were showing was out there or being produced or eventually produced, right?
Yes, that's true. A lot of movies do tell us much truth that is coming in the future. Sheldon, did you have any more to say? Or did you, I'm not sure if
if anybody wants a strong piece of biblical evidence on this, John here has put out a great thing in an email that anybody can go look up. It's in Isaiah 5. It talks about God sending his glittering red object from the... Can you talk about 60, that, John?
Yes, that's... I'm sorry, not 5, but thanks for bringing that up, Sheldon. That's Isaiah chapter 63. You know, at one time, several years ago, I felt spiritually led. It was really an amazing experience because I had been reading the Bible, and I just felt compelled to go to the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, where I knew there was something about blood red, you know, God's wrath. And I don't want to get too much into it, but it shows, explains, we have to know this, actually, that God says that he's angry, and he's going to, those people who do not appeal to him or come to him in their hearts, well, I don't want to say it, but he says he's going to destroy many people on earth. And in Isaiah chapter 63, verse 6, I was led to go to the word strength, one word, the word strength, in the book of Isaiah, chapter 63, verse 6. I don't know what took me to that word, strength, but I looked it up and found out it was a gross mistranslation. Went back and looked up the actual Hebrew word in the Strong's Concordance of the Hebrew language, and I found out that the word is really not strength at all. If you look at the numbers that are the Hebrew language, it says it's numbers, index numbers 5332, 5331, and index number 5329. Those three index numbers in the Strong's concordance of the Hebrew language will give you the exact definitions, the Hebrew definitions of those, that word that the King James English translators translated from the Hebrew to the English as strength. A gross, terrible translation. A gross mistranslation.
Okay, now,
the word strength actually means bright, red, glittering, blood red object traveling from the greatest distance away to its goal. That's what the word strength actually means. A bright red, blood red, glittering object traveling from the farthest distance away to its goal. Now, this is a unique word because unlike all the other words in a Strong's Concordance of the Hebrew language, this Hebrew word is capitalized, and the Hebrew word is netzach, N-E-T-S-A-C-H, with a capital N, meaning it has a name. We know this thing exists. It's not any old thing, but it's a particular, it's a proper noun, which makes it all the more compelling.
And this is interesting, John, that you found this, because historically, the ancient people say that when this object finally gets here, it's going to appear like a red comet.
Exactly. It's going to light up, as physicist James McCanney says, when it gets close to the Earth, it's going to light up. And we'll explain how that does it scientifically, why this object will light up when it gets closer, actually closer to the sun. But there you go. God is prophesying this. And what he's saying the entire... Go ahead.
What does if you're going to get into that, then where does Nibiru... Is that...
Nibiru is actually the same name for Planet X. It's an ancient name given by the Sumerian people. And I'm glad you brought this up because that brings us to the facts that it was the fact that this incoming brown dwarf star has come in the past cyclically. every 36 and a half centuries, like clockwork. It's like the pendulum on a grandfather's clock, only it's a celestial pendulum that swings out into deep space, rotates around a distant dead sun, which is the twin sun to our solar system sun. Our solar system sun, of course, is a lighted sun. That distant twin sun, 50 billion miles away or more, is a dead sun. But the astronomers have indeed discovered it. We've got evidence that was published from NASA where they had discovered the existence, or at least postulated the existence of this distant dead sun. And that's how this brown dwarf star comes in and out like a pendulum. It has to. It's like a tennis ball being batted back and forth by our sun on one side of the net and the distant sun on the other side of the net. You see, you need two tennis players to bat the ball back and forth, obviously. And that's how it makes this long elliptical path, this path shaped like a bicycle chain, a very long, long bicycle chain. Or if anybody remembers the old days of the clothesline, I don't know how many people remember a clothesline, if they still use them, but it's like the orbital path, the elliptical orbital path of this planet, this brown dwarf star, would be described by the rope of a clothesline. And the near pulley of the clothesline might represent our sun, and the far pulley of the clothesline might represent our sun's twin distant sun. So it comes in every 36 and a half centuries like clockwork. Go back 36 and a half centuries and you land on 1650 B.C. That's when...
But,
go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, John, this is not a rogue object. God sends this thing our way. This is part of nature, and it actually is part of our solar system. It doesn't really come in and go out of, according to Gilbert Erickson.
Right, right. That's a good point. But, you know, when you... Actually, all you need to know that is it's like a distant cousin. It's like that cousin.
We're on break now.
Okay.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendivite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And welcome back to Truth Quest with Melody. And again, our call-in number is 866-841-1065 if you have any questions and want to join in on the conversation. And our guest is John DiNardo, and Sheldon Day has joined us as co-hosting. So, John, go ahead and let the audience know what the 1658 is.
Okay. As I said, this brown dwarf star comes in like a pendulum, a cosmic celestial pendulum, every 36 and a half centuries. 36 and a half centuries ago was the time of the Israelites' exodus from Egypt, which is described in the book of Exodus of the Bible. And at that time, geologists have found that there was a great volcanic explosion of the great volcanic caldera on the island of Santorini. It's the Santorini volcano, and geologists have estimated from their studies that this was perhaps the greatest volcanic explosion that has ever been witnessed up to this time, or has ever occurred until this time. Now, at that time, when that volcano exploded, of course, we know volcanoes will explode when a celestial object comes by and at a distance stimulates the heating of the Earth's core and causes volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, tornadoes, like we're getting now, super tornadoes, etc. So when this object came by 36 and a half centuries ago, it caused this volcano to explode. And if you go to the book of Exodus, chapter 9, God tells Moses and Aaron, his two leaders, to scoop up ashes from the furnace and throw these ashes up in the air in the face of Pharaoh and his magicians. And God said, when you do this, the entire land of Egypt will be covered by hot, burning black ash and will burn the faces of Pharaoh and his magicians, but the entire land will be covered. And Moses and Aaron obeyed God, did just as he had said, threw the ashes up in the sky, and at that time a cloud of ash drifted south from the Santorini volcanic island in the Aegean Sea, just north of Egypt. It had exploded prior to this event, prior to the description of Exodus 9, and given just enough time where God ordained this ash cloud would drift southward and cover the entire land of Egypt at the instant when Moses and Aaron cast these ashes up in the air. So God's timing was perfect. We have a convergence of geological evidence. The geologists tell us the volcano exploded. God tells us in the Bible, indeed, it exploded, and this is what it caused, an ash cloud to cover all of Egypt. There were many other plagues in Egypt. It starts out with, these are some of the things we have to look for because it's going to happen again.
But you're attributing them to this planet and not just being normal geological and event, celestial events.
To this planet, exactly, because it was 36 and a half centuries ago, and we know that this planet comes in every 36 and a half centuries.
Okay.
How do we know? Well, we go back 36 and a half centuries, and we see the great global devastation, and I'll go on to describe other civilizations, not in the Bible, the Mayan Indians, the Incas of Peru, the Mexicans of Central America, the Chinese, all of whom testified in their annals, in their legends, in their records, and their sagas of this great global catastrophe and the effects of it that they suffered at the very same time that these disasters occurred over Egypt 36 and a half centuries ago. But still, let's really nail down that time period, that incoming incursion time period of Planet X as 36 and a half centuries. 1650 BC was 36 and a half centuries ago. Let's go back another 36 and a half centuries. You land on 5300 BC. Geologists Pittman and Ryan, P-I-T-M-A-N, and Ryan, R-Y-A-N, have done studies of the Black Sea, and they found that the Great Flood of Noah's Day occurred around that time, around 5300 BC, plus or minus 100 or 200 years. So here we have, again, just like with the Santorini volcano explosion that was detected by geologists 1650 years ago, 36 and a half centuries ago, two times 36 and a half centuries ago, geologists Pittman and Ryan detected the Great Flood of Noah had occurred. So there you've got even more proof. But let's go back one more orbital period of this incoming pendulum-like punctual brown dwarf star. Go back 36 and a half centuries before 5300 BC, and you wind up around 9000 BC. That is a time when many ancient historians believe that the sinking of Atlantis occurred. We have evidence of that sinking. We have found many observers or explorers, and the U.S. government more so, have discovered the remains of these ancient cities beneath the seabed, off the coasts of lands all around the earth. For example, off the coast of Cuba, 3,000 feet below the ground, I forget how many thousand feet, off the coast of Cuba, they have discovered an ancient city, marble, temples, off the coast of Cuba. Off the coast of Japan, these cities have been found. Off the coast of Florida, there is an a coral-encrusted 1,000-yard-long wall called the Bimini Road, 40 miles off the coast of Florida. Off the coast of Bermuda, there was a psychic by the name of Alex Tanous. You can look him up, T-A-N-O-U-S. This man was an incredible psychic. In fact, he was so good that the police would use him to find lost objects and people. I have Alex Tanous on one of my programs, recorded on one of my radio broadcasts. I didn't record him directly, but I got it from another documentary. And Alex Tanous is saying, this was back around 1980. Alex Tanous has since died. But in this documentary, he says, so we went out to the Bermuda Triangle to find this evidence of sinking of Atlantis. And what I did was I went out of my body. That means a part of me goes out of my body, and I swam beneath the ocean in an out-of-body experience. And I saw this marvelous lost city. I could not even describe how beautiful it was. Incidentally, now, what he's talking about was the way it existed then. In his vision, he saw Atlantis as it existed then, 9,000 BC. That's 11,000 years ago. Because, of course, it would be covered, encrusted with coral by now. But he saw these, he said, I saw these marble roads. I saw marble spiral staircases. I saw temples that were so beautiful, I cannot describe them. He says, I saw pyramids. And then in the subsequent part of that documentary, the narrator says, now, a lot of people did not take Alex Tanous seriously until they went out to the actual Earth core, geological coordinates to find what Alex Tanous had described, the exact coordinates where this sunken city existed. And they went down and they looked with sonar and they found a pyramid with a capstone off of it, just like the evil capstone that you see on your $1 bill.
Well, didn't Edgar Casey get into this too, though? And he was, have been before Tanous.
I don't know if Alex Tanous went into, I have a book titled Edgar Casey on Atlantis, compiled by his son, Hugh Lynn Casey.
Right.
And I got the book upstairs. But in the book, he goes through many of Hugh Lynn Casey goes through many of his father's readings. Now, Lynn, Dr.
Okay, we're coming up on break, John. So
okay.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at thyroidki.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit thyroidki.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. Thyroidki.com. Use coupon code Oracle for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code Oracle for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. That's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com.
But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Great God Almighty, gonna pick a bale of cotton. Great God Almighty, gonna pick a bale of cotton. Great God Almighty, gonna pick a bale of day. Oh Lord, pick a bale of cotton. Oh Lord, pick a bale of day.
Welcome back to Quest with Melody. And we're winding down into our last half hour, and we're discussing many aspects around the Planet X issue and the effects and ancient history on it and predictions of what it's going to be. And John, do you want to take it from there?
Okay. Edgar Casey did not describe so much the architecture of Atlantis when he went into his sleep trances and talked about Atlantis, but he actually talked about people and events that had existed and had occurred back in the days of Atlantis, just before the great Earth disaster occurred, and how they were, and people in Atlantis were preparing to try to protect themselves. Many were going to Egypt to try to escape what they saw was the imminent sinking of Atlantis. Well, that's what a lot of what Edgar Casey describes in his book, titled Edgar Casey on Atlantis. And again, these are readings when Edgar Casey would go into a trance, and he would essentially, most of his trances were dealing with healing people. It's just amazing to look at the credibility of Edgar Casey in light of the healing that he had succeeded in, attained. Many people would write to him with these incurable diseases back in the 1930s, and he would go lie down and go into a trance. His wife, Gertrude, and his secretary would tell him, for example, we have Laura. She has an infected leg. It's becoming terribly swollen, she needs help, and she lives in such and such a town. Edgar Casey, in this trance, now I know it's hard to believe, and I'm a person of science, but this is actually documented in a huge library called the Association for Research and Enlightenment in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and people were cured. Anyway, he would lie down in his trance, not knowing what he was saying consciously. He would say, "We're going through the town. We're going through past State Street, past Main Street. We're now found the house. We're going into the house. I smell something cooking on the stove. We're going upstairs to the bedroom of Laura. We're going in the body. We're going through the heart, through the lungs, through the arterial system. Ah, yes, we see it now. Laura has a terrible infection on her leg. The remedy is she should apply oil of smoke. Bancroft Pharmacy, Chicago. That's where you can obtain this." All this he said in a trance. They called Bancroft Pharmacy. The pharmacist said, no, that's an old patent medicine. That company went out of business back in 1910. We don't have that here. And then he went into a trance again. They said, "Are you sure? Where is this oil of smoke? Where can it be obtained? Because we can't find it anywhere." He says, "Bancroft Pharmacy. It's behind the blue bottle." They call the pharmacy in Chicago, and the pharmacist says, "Oh yeah, that's right. I didn't even see it. It was behind this blue bottle here. We'll send it to you right away." That's just an example of the miraculous abilities of this man. But why am I going into the healing miracle? Because this man, in his trance, told us that the earth would be destroyed. Here's what he said. He said, "The greater portion of Japan must go into the sea. The earth will rotate on its axis vertically such that what was the northern lands will become more tropical." That's a pole shift. He said, "San Francisco, Los Angeles, all of these must be destroyed before New York even."
So we know
New York is going to go first to be the West Coast, and then New York after that. And also the Carolinas probably before New York.
And so that's where some of the stuff John Moore and some of them are talking about. But I don't, you know, is he attributing it to this Planet X or...
Oh, yeah. John Moore has been talking about Planet X for a number of years now. Yeah, he definitely knows about it because he found out about it through his military contacts.
Okay. But Edgar Casey, I mean, I was familiar with him from years ago, but it might be kind of interesting to go back and look into some of his readings because he did have some interesting predictions, and it might be worthy of looking at.
And so many other psychics, too. Gordon Michael Scallion was in the 1990s. He also had these healing powers. He had never been this way before. He was a normal guy. He was in information technology. He knew nothing about, spiritual matters or being given visions. All of a sudden, one time he went into this convulsion when he was giving a meeting, a business meeting to electronics communications personnel, and they had rushed him to the hospital. And this was the first time this ever happened to him in his life. And at that time, they found out everything was okay physically, but he started seeing an aura around people, this blue glow around the body of everybody. Edgar Casey saw the same aura around people. So evidently, God had gifted some spiritual divine power that we know as God, had given this gift to Edgar Casey so that Edgar Casey might save lives through healing, but also save lives by warning them of God's planned disaster coming on the horizon. And God also must have given Gordon Michael Scallion this power, and others too. No Eyes, the old woman, Indian woman, seer, psychic, named No Eyes, was given these visions, and she said, the great phoenix will rip open. I don't remember the exact quote, but she talked about, earthquakes. The great phoenix will come up out of the earth, and the earth will be torn. And she said, also, there will be calamities caused by man.
Okay.
Great bodies will hit the ground. Well, you know what that means? That's 9/11, the World Trade Center. He's going to see bodies hit the ground. That's when people jumped out of the buildings in the World Trade Center.
Now, I love it when my mind just loses something. But what are the scientists saying about this? Are there more scientists out there that are speaking about this approaching?
The scientists are essentially muzzled. There are a few that are speaking out. Some of them have been murdered. Dr. Robert S. Harrington, one of the world's leading astrophysicists at the U.S. Naval Observatory in Washington, D.C., who is mentioned in this article. Hopefully I can finish reading this article from the New York Times, 1983. Dr. Robert S. Harrington was trying to bring out what his observation that years after this 1983 infrared astronomical satellite launching and subsequent discovery of Planet X, the government muzzled everybody and you couldn't talk about it anymore. But Dr. Harrington persisted, and that's why they murdered him. In 1991, Dr. Harrington wrote a paper, and you can get that on the internet. I remember the essence of it. And he said, we have calculated where this planet X is by our mathematical calculations based upon the gravitational pull on the outer planets. And our calculations, there's no reason for me to change because we think we're right on with our estimation of where this planet X is. And he says, what I'm going to do now, we're at a point now we're so sure of where it is that I'm going to dispatch an 8-inch telescope to Black Birch Observatory in New Zealand. He didn't mention the observatory, but we found out later that's where it was. He said, we're going to dispatch an 8-inch observatory to a southern location. Why a southern location? Because you have to go to close to the South Pole to see this thing, because it's coming in from below the ecliptic plane of our solar system. Now think of the ecliptic plane as a big merry-go-round, like in a playground. You've been on the playground merry-go-round as a kid. Well, that's what the ecliptic is like, that merry-go-round. Go ahead, Sheldon.
I was going to say, historically, the ancient people say it always comes in from the deep south, and that's where the South Pole Telescope is. And, you know, it ain't just Robert S. Harrington that they've murdered. And coincidentally, they seem to murder the Planet X researchers with cancer. We've also had, about a year ago, we had Thomas Van Flandren pass away from cancer, and he was a close associate of Robert Harrington's. And, you know, there's other... Melody asked about scientists that might be concerned
and
about
also,
this thing coming
remember,
in.
Remember Brian Marsden.
Right,
he may have
just
murdered
died
Brian
too.
Marsden, Dr. Brian Marsden, the head of the Smithsonian Astronomical Observatory.
Right, that just happened
died
later part.
Same, that's right, recently. Now, Tom Van Flandern, who was mentioned right here in this article, 1983. In fact, I'll read it real quick to you, just this one little phrase. Recent calculations. This is New York Times, January 30th, 1983. The same article I read before.
We got about 20 seconds.
Recent calculations by the U.S. Naval Observatory have confirmed the orbital perturbations exhibited by Uranus and Neptune, which Dr. Thomas C. Van Flandern, an astronomer at the observatory, says could be explained by a single undiscovered planet.
Okay, we're going to come up on break, or... our last segment.
His colleague was Dr. Robert Harrington. Both dead.
At USA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, my name's Russ, and after my heart attack, I wasn't sure what was going to happen. I needed to keep on working, but now it's becoming a problem. I heard about these garlic cayenne drops and hoped it would help me. Well, I've been taking them for about 4 months, and the way I'm feeling now, I can see how I just might make it to retirement, thanks to Extendovite.
My name's Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendovite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendovite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Miley be damned, smoke Jimmy the harp with a horrid little pistol and a lariat. She's gone to the bottom and she's going down the drain. Said she wasn't big enough to carry it. She said, get behind the mule in the morning and fly.
Welcome back to the Fest with Melody. And we're in our last segment here. We've got Sheldon. He wants to bring up Nathan, and we'll maybe bring some little more culmination as to, you know, looking into this subject of Planet X. Sheldon?
But yeah, Melody, you were wondering about any scientists out there that might be aware or concerned about this thing coming our way. Well, Obama's chief science czar, John Holdren, put a 10-page document out back on October 15th of last year about the threat of near-Earth objects. And then we go back to Brian, these other researchers that have been murdered, including Brian Marsden. Well, I got an excerpt out of a book here, and it was put out by an author named Lee Bracker. It's called Sacrifice of a Congresswoman. And he's got a write-up in here about Brian Marsden. He was a chief astronomer famed for his unique ability to accurately track and predict potentially threatening comets and asteroids, who had a long-term illness and passed away November 11th of last year. At Harvard, Marsden served as supervisory astronomer at the Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory and as director emeritus of the Minor Planet Center. He quite possibly was murdered for assumed fear that he would leak information about Nibiru.
Okay, now you said he had a long-term illness, so I'm wondering that.
Well, that might be a disinformation. Maybe he did not have a long-term illness.
Okay. All right. Okay, go ahead.
Well, I also went online.
Did he say that?
I also went online. I'd have to check into it more, but I went online during the break, and it says that Brian Marsden passed away from bone marrow disease. Now, this is something that I've never seen before. It's almost as if they just decided to change what he died from or something.
No, bone marrow, when you irradiate people with high dosage radiation, you kill them. Their bone marrow, what's the explanation? We know that bone marrow is affected by that, right?
Right.
Leukemia. That's how they cause leukemia, by putting radioactive elements in a person's food. They did that to May Brussels. Maybe, Melody, maybe you've heard of May, M-A-E, Brussels, B-R-U-S-S-E-L-L. She was murdered that way. They put radioactive elements in her food. Why? General John Singlaub called her and said on the phone, he said, "You're dead." And
she'd been doing a lot of major research into, she started long before many of us, and she did a lot of great work.
Yes.
And a lot of her archives are still on the internet.
Right, with radioactive elements. So this is what would happen to your bone marrow if your body was irradiated. That's how they kill people.
Thomas Van Flandren, he succumbed to colon cancer on January 9th of 2009. So I did look that up.
Somebody sent something in the chat room and said that Lowell's sudden death in 1916 temporarily halted the search for Planet X.
Yes, that's true. That's true. But the observatory, the Lowell Observatory in Arizona, was still there, fortunately, and other people continued on with the search for Planet X. But anyway, yeah, that's interesting. But now the deaths, we can look at these deaths. We know Dr. Harrington. There's a lot of strong circumstantial evidence that Dr. Harrington was murdered. In 1991, Dr. Harrington published this paper saying, "We're going to search for this thing. We're so sure about where its location is by our mathematical calculations and by our intensive computer simulations and computer calculations. We're so sure that we're going to dispatch an 8-inch telescope down to a southern location, because you have to look at it from the southern skies. It's coming in from below the South Pole." And there was a man named Stone who worked at the U.S. Naval Observatory, where Dr. Harrington was a director, or one of the leading astrophysicists. And Stone ground the lens for this 8-inch telescope according to Dr. Harrington's specifications. He said the scope was dispatched to Black Birch Observatory. He said Dr. Harrington, in October 1991 paper, which you can get on the internet, says we're going to view it during the viewing months, or it will be viewed by astronomers down there in New Zealand during the viewing months, which are May and June, because I won't go into detail, but as the Earth revolves around the sun, there's 2 months of the year where you can actually look down below the southern skies and see this object coming in. And those viewing months are May and June, so that would have been May and June of 1992, because he published this article in October of 1991. Well, what happened in 1992, when the plates were photographed, it was photographed, the photographic plates were to be returned to Washington, as Dr. Harrington had stated in his paper, and examined by Dr. Harrington and his group to determine if this indeed was Planet X. And what they found was, where there's a lot of word, because it's been concealed, but there's rumors that have come out from good sources, that Dr. Harrington not only found it, but also proved that it was coming into our solar system. And this would have scared the hell out of the American people. So in a way, that's why they covered it up, because they didn't want to cause panic. And when there's panic, the power elite lose total control, as you know. Well, anyway, nothing ever came of the 1992 findings from the result of those photographic plates that came back from New Zealand to Washington, D.C., at the Naval Observatory. And Dr. Harrington subsequently died of very fast-acting esophageal cancer in January of 1993.
Again, huh?
And nothing ever was said about those photographic plates. Totally buried. The issue was totally buried. And suppose Dr. Harrington had died. They could at least said, "Well, Dr. Harrington died," if they were being honest. "But we have examined the plates, and here's what we found." No, they didn't say that. They pretended the plates never existed. They pretended that those photographs were never even taken of this from this New Zealand Black Birch Observatory. And I can tell you of other murders, too. The murder of the team, the astronomy team, a whole team of people, were murdered in Grenoble, France, at an observatory. What they did was they cut the cable. You see, they have these ski gondolas. The gondolas that carry you up a steep ski mountain. Grenoble was the site of the Winter Olympics way back in the 1950s, I think, so it had a very famous skiing mountain there. And the observatory, because it was an observatory, had to be located at a very high location. And there, this observatory, these astronomical team were going to the top of the observatory, and all of a sudden the gondola fell, the cable broke, and the gondola fell. Now, I have the article from the news sources in Grenoble, France. They say the police in Grenoble said that that cable was cut. And they, you know, I mean, I never heard whatever happened to it. I'm quite sure the authorities came down on a police team in Grenoble, France, and told them, just stay away from that case. Don't you ever pursue it again. Well, there you go.
Yeah, here's the thing, guys. They're not going to murder people like Alex Jones for talking about Planet X because he puts out disinformation on it, but they will murder the real researchers out there.
Well, Alex Jones never talks about Planet X, and if I try to talk about it, he'll ridicule me. Or I went on Joyce Riley's show, and I talked about it at the morning of the great earthquake and tsunami in Japan, and that bothered him so much because it would have distracted people from the manning the guns of the info war, which is important. But he ridiculed it by playing some. It was really a low blow, playing some silly sci-fi clip from a movie, which made the whole concept of Planet X look ludicrous and ridiculous. That's Alex Jones's way of stifling any talk about Planet X because it would distract people from the New World Order. We have to fight the New World Order, but don't you think people should prepare themselves against these mega tornadoes that are coming in also?
Isn't the New World Order somewhat possibly involved in, if they are preparing to go down in these bunkers, then that may be something that they have in store as well. But we are coming down to the last minute and a half, and we need to kind of, you know, go over any of the website information and culminate this, you know, bring this to a close, at least at this point in time. So I'll let you two gentlemen finish up.
TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com. Click on the big Planet X logo near the top, and that'll take you to a huge Planet X page that Sheldon has done a really good job of putting together.
Yeah, I have archived almost all the John DiNardo's interviews, and his Planet X radio drama series are all on there, and I have the most extensive collection of Planet X MP3s on the planet on that subpage.
TheLightOfDayRadioShow.com.
Okay, and I want to thank you guys for coming on the program, and we'll keep in touch, see where this thing plays out. Let's hope we can do something about it. At least prepare.
Thank you, Melody.
Uh-huh. Have a good day.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Here's a great gadget that will enable your old FM radio to receive thousands of new internet radio stations. It's the size of a thumb drive, and it simply plugs into any USB port on your computer. Anything that you stream, Pandora, iTunes, this show through TalkStream Live, now plays on any FM radio. It's easy to use, sound quality is excellent, and has a range of up to 30 feet. The FM audio transmitter, including shipping, is just $29.99. Go to oraclebroadcasting.com and click on the banner right now.
Does ordinary talk radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.